like these, I need some days like those. Stay like me, I keep weight like gold. Days like these, I need some days like those. Stay like me, I keep weight like gold. Days like these, I need some days like those. Stay like me, I keep weight like gold. Days like these, I need some days like those. Stay like me, I keep weight like gold.
Days like these, I refuse to stress. I'm trying to choose which movement I'm
How y'all doing? This is episode number 14 of the Married to Mariota podcast. And guess what, my dudes? He's back! The co-host. Their school isn't for smart people, Jerry. Alshine, my broski. What's up, my dude?
Howdy. Good to be back after 5 weeks of up and down football.
Yeah, it's been a while, man. So, only the real ones, only the real listeners out there, they ones even know who you are, so... glad to have you back on, dude. Before we get on to everything, some Titans football, bring up our people over at Protein CP. They got all the sups you need, your protein, your aminos, pre-workout, anything, man. Like I said, you don't get the nickname the machine for nothing. You know, if you want to get husky, just head over to Campus Protein, use our promo code Mariota5 at checkout. And, enjoy it. All right. Titans, Colts. Colts found a way to win last week against, a bad 49ers team. Dude, if the Titans had Brissett as their backup, they would have won by 20 last week. If you have anybody other than Matt Castle, you're winning that game. But
I wouldn't say anyone, but
I might say anyone.
The quarterbacks in the
I
league.
Might say anyone. Yeah.
Maybe not Brandon Whedon.
Yeah, any quarterback not named Mariota, not on the Titans roster. Just give them to me. Probably win that game against the Dolphins. But okay, so Titans should be 3-2. They would have been if they had Brissett. Colts are playing ball with Brissett right now. They're 2-3. We're going to drive 11 hours to Nashville to watch this game. We'll leave Sunday morning, get down there, hang out, drink some brewskis, mm-hmm. listen to some good music, and drink some good beer, eat some good food, man. So I'm excited to do that. But there's a great chance that we're driving 11 hours to watch Matt Castle try and do football.
I'm nervous.
That's a very real possibility, man. I mean, Nashville is the best city in the world, and I won't be at work, so I'm going to have a good weekend either way. I don't care. But there's a very real possibility that we're driving, halfway across the country to watch Matt Castle try and throw a football. Jesus. It's crazy how this... Yeah. What a horrible turn of events. For this game, it was supposed to be Luck versus Mariota. Andrew Luck finally gets back off from injury, and Mariota is, coming back off of his injury. He'll be fully healthy, probably seeing Corey Davis come back and him finally be healthy. It is now Jacoby Brissett versus Matt Castle, possibly. Jesus.
Just think back to where we were 2 weeks ago, coming off a win against the Seahawks. Everything was right in the world. And then it just fell off a cliff.
Went to shit. That's what happened. So winner of this game will go to 3-3. If the Titans get to 3-3, I think, they're fine. Kind of got over the hump or to beat the Colts finally. Got past a bad loss. Couple bad losses, and then you hopefully have a healthy Mariota for the rest of the season. The loser will go to 2-4. That's a pretty big difference for this point in the season. So my question for you is: this a must-win game for the Tennessee Titans?
I think it is a must-win.
Jeez.
Just to get the ship righted. The Colts without Luck are a terrible team, and the Titans need to just win this game to end the streak. The Colts have beaten them like 10 times.
I think it's 11.
I'm counting.
Might be 11, yeah.
I mean, they're not out of it per se if they lose, but they just need to beat a bad Colts team just to prove to everyone that they're for real this year.
Yeah. I mean, I would say that it's not a must-win game. I think that you can come back from 2-4, a healthy Mariota, and be okay. Because the schedule kind of eases up a little bit. But you have some real concerns if it is Mariota that plays on Monday and they lose this game. You just can't. Like, and then it's full force. This team was supposed to be so much better. You know, they're supposed to finally break through and, like, run the South. If they lose to a Colts team and they've lost to the Colts 12 times in a row, if that's a thing, that's a huge thing. That's got to be mental. I mean, we already kind of saw it in Houston. I mean, they just got their shit kicked in. I mean, like, it's got to, at some point, it really is mental, and that's a huge thing, man. So if the Titans lose with Mariota, it's a huge deal to me. If we have huge problems if that happens. If they lose with Saul, I kind of say it's not over. They're 2-4. They'd be 1-2 in the division.
It's a big hole to come out of, but the season wouldn't be over at that point.
The schedule kind of opens up. You know, you have the Browns after that, and then a bye week. And then you have the 49ers tossed in there as well somewhere. And, you know, I think that they'll be able to do it. Mm-hmm. For this game, all right, let me pose a question for you. I kind of talked about this on Twitter and asked you guys, and we can check in on how that poll's coming out. But if we make two assumptions going into this game. Let's assume that if Castle plays, the Titans will 100% lose the game. That's what's going to happen. If Castle plays football, if Castle touches the football once in this game, the Titans will lose. It's not much of an assumption. This is pretty much a fact, but we'll just go with it. Also, let's just assume that if Mariota plays, he won't be 100%. He was listed as questionable today as we're recording this on Saturday evening. And we'll say that he has a 10% chance, just a 10% chance of re-injury and being out long-term. So the season would basically be scratched. You're done if Mariota is out long-term for this team. Unless Colin Kaepernick, call him up.
I don't know why they haven't already.
Shit, man. I mean, like, if you want a guy to step in and play with no practice time, I don't know if they signed Kaepernick last week. Like, as soon as they found out that Mario was injured, they called him up and brought him in. I still don't think he starts that week, but he probably gets put in later in that game once you see, like, how Castle is playing. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know about Kaepernick. But I mean, let's just say...
You think he can't drive down the field and score one touchdown?
Score one touchdown? He can't
do better than Matt Castle last week.
Hey.
Because I think he could.
No, I am very... I feel strongly that he can't. That he would be able to.
Even if he doesn't even know the playbook.
Yeah. I feel like I could almost... I'm 3 months removed from an ACL meniscus surgery. I feel like I could lead
No.
I just have a good feeling about this. Maybe I should be playing quarterback for the Tennessee Titans. I'll be in the area, so, I mean, Malarkey, if you're listening. All right, let me get back. Okay, so 10% chance that Mariota gets re-injured if he plays on Monday night. Do you take that risk if you are Mike Malarkey, if you're John Robinson, if that's what we're throwing out there, if he doesn't play, they lose. They're 2-4. If he does play, he has a 10% chance of re-injury. After this game, if he makes it through it, fine. You know, he'll be healthy. But do you take that 10% chance to try and win a game? But if he gets re-injured, the season is done. And that's it. 10% chance.
I'm absolutely willing to take the risk.
Oh, Jesus.
Because if they win against the Colts, that's 3-3. Yeah. The season is still wide open. This division's wide open.
They're fine if they're 3-3, no matter how
if they
get
lose
there.
Against the Colts, they're 1-2 in the division.
Yep.
They have some tough games coming up. They have some gimmies, although.
Yeah.
You say only a 10% chance.
I'm just putting a number to it. You know, I think that if he plays at all, that would kind of be the, you know, that would kind of be, it would be a reasonable, I don't know. I'm just assigning numbers to make it an actual question. If you actually know this, are you willing to take that risk? Sounds like you're willing to take the risk.
Very reasonable doubt with all this hamstring voodoo on the Titans right now.
I'm shook. I'm actually shook right now. Corey Davis.
Cyprian.
Mariota.
Murray had a hamstring in the preseason.
I am shook as fuck. I'm like, seriously shook right now.
I've never seen a team have the same injury. It's all hamstring. To like five or six different players before.
I feel like there's a good chance of me just walking into the stadium and pulling my, you know, just going down the stairs and like, oh, my injury. I don't know, man. Yeah. For my part, I don't think I'm not willing to risk a season on one game. That's me. I say throw Castle out, run the ball 80 to 90 times, and see what happens. I think they'll be able to move the ball on the Colts. Matt Castle, you know, he did actually throw a touchdown pass. He should have thrown two. I mean,
well, that's just because Super Now's a god.
He's a beast. Yeah, he'll make up for your mistakes.
Couldn't stop him, honestly. Yeah.
Defense is just unable to. But, I mean, I'm not even going to start talking about the officials in that game with.
Please don't.
He threw a good ball to Delanie Walker, and you're going to expect maybe one of those a game. One good ball that, you know, we have weapons on this offense, and maybe they can do something. Mm-hmm. I say if there's any reasonable chance of Mariota being re-injured, coming back too early, I say no. I say you move on to the Browns, get to the bye week at 3-4. That's just me because it's one game. It's one game, man, and I believe that this team can win enough games to make the playoffs. Even if they go to 2-4,
Maybe I'm just being selfish here. Like, I don't want to watch Matt Castle play anymore.
That's true. Hey, you know what? And I feel that. I understand. I really do. It kind of takes.
It's so hard to
watch.
It's
soul sucking. It's just
depressing.
And it's not even like he. Okay, I'm just gonna. This is a hot take. He didn't play that bad. He outplayed Cutler, probably. A couple rough calls. It's not like he played well. He's bad. He's a bad quarterback in the NFL. But he played well enough to win that game. He just looks so ugly doing it. He's ugly. His balls are ugly. He's running around ugly. Just
based on the merits of Jay Cutler, they should have won that game. But
yeah.
You know, stuff happens.
Dude, if Mariota...
I mean, if Mariota was in, we would have won by, like, 20 or something.
Titans by a million, dude. Titans by a million. They would have destroyed that team. Oh, man. All right, let's move on from that, then. So, I wouldn't take the risk. You would.
Mm-hmm.
All right. How about this? Derek Carr went down same day as Mariota again. They've both gotten injured, you know, the same days in the past... Mm-hmm. Whatever the past year. Are people saying that Derek Carr is injury prone? Because all I see on Titans Twitter is Mariota is just soft, can't play through an injury like number 9. Oh, yeah, we missed 9. Like, oh, we were so spoiled. Dude, like, are they saying the same things in Raiders land? Raiders Nation? Because I don't know, man.
Derek Carr and Mariota are linked, like soul bonds, yes. Kind of. And Derek Carr is coming back this weekend. So, this is why I believe Mariota will play this week. Play on Monday. He'll come back and he'll lead the Titans to a victory against the Colts. Because Derek Carr will also be playing this weekend and he will win.
So that's what we're looking for on Sunday. We're looking to see if Derek Carr plays. If Derek Carr plays... The Titans will win because Mariota will play. Okay, that makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, are they people saying that Derek Carr is injury prone, though?
I have not heard that.
But the narrative around Mariota is he's injury prone. It's, I mean, I don't know.
To be fair, I think Mariota has had wins in his career. But the past 2 years, they've had the same amount of injuries.
Yeah, I don't know. Past two seasons, yeah. I don't know. That's just something that's kind of, it's just annoying, man. Like, Steve McNair, beast. He played through injuries that you're able to play through, like broken, whatever, sternum was chipped or something like that. His, you know, he played through back injuries and ribs and all that good stuff. But the one that really got him was his calf injury. And it's the same type of thing. You can't mess with those. You are not able to play until you are healthy, because you'll just keep re-injuring it, and then you're not gonna play 100%. You might as well throw Matt Castle out there.
I think this all comes back to malarkey, and he got hired on the fact that he was just gonna sell out to protect Mariota. Like, correct. That's how he got hired here, and
correct,
because he's wasn't gonna keep doing that, because that's what the ownership wants. That's what this team wants. Just Mariota to be healthy long term.
And then, you know, put pieces around them, and it looks like that's what they're doing. Yeah, but we'll see. I don't know. That's exactly right, that Malarkey just came in and was common sense. I'm going to leave two tight ends, three tight ends to keep Mariota protected after Wisenhunt just let him die out there. So it makes sense to me.
And he's still doing that, even though we have one of the best offensive lines in the league.
Maybe. I have LaJuan, too, dude. Like, he's still, I think, on the injury report.
I think LaJuan will play.
Good to go, you think? Hopefully, man.
He's just day-to-day.
It's not like the Colts have some crazy good pass rush or that any aspect of their team is crazy good, but whatever. All right, I think move on to Delanie Walker. This dude had 3 for 25 last week. 5 targets, 3 catches for 25 yards. Matthews and Decker had 6. In my opinion, Delanie Walker is this offense's best weapon. To me, it's not really even that close. DeMarco Murray hasn't been DeMarco Murray. He's getting older. He looks like he kind of lost a step up to this point. I think that might change this week. But he hasn't been himself so far this season, compared to last year especially. Rishard Matthews, really good wide receiver. But he's not one of the top guys in his position group, you know, like in his position, talking about league-wise. Yeah. Delanie Walker is. When Corey Davis is back and healthy, he'll take that title. He'll be that number one weapon on offense. But until then, it's Walker, man. So they got to get him involved. You can't have Matt Castle out there not throwing to his team's best weapon. How I kind of think of it is when Mariota plays, I don't think you really need to scheme to open up certain players. Like, he'll kind of take what's given, and he'll make his teammates better around him. It's the opposite for Matt Castle. When it's Matt Castle, you have to scheme to your best players so they can make him better. You know, does that make sense? You know, yeah. Mariota makes other guys around him better.
I don't think that's Trubisky's best strength.
Yeah. No. Yeah, I would agree with that. You got to get him the ball, man. You got to get Delanie Walker the ball.
You got to get Delanie Walker the ball. You also got to get Taywan Taylor the ball.
Hey, you're reading my mind, man.
These guys are matchup problems, and they're being underutilized. Taywan Taylor is one of the fastest guys in the league.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
He's one of the quickest, I would say. Well, I mean, it's two different things. Like, straight speed, he runs by guys. He really does. He really does run by guys. But he's super quick, too, and just agile. I don't think he's been stopped on one of those jet sweeps yet. He makes plays. They're not getting him the ball. I mean, to me, I was going to bring this up a little bit later. He is the most explosive wide receiver on the roster by far. That's by far. And then I think he's probably the number two wide receiver on this team right now. He should be. Just talking about skill set. Decker hasn't looked great. I mean, like, Decker looks kind of slow. He's still making good plays on the ball. He's been strong hands, stuff like that. Played well against Richard Sherman that first half. But, I mean, you have to... He's not getting enough snaps. He's not getting enough targets. He kind of disappears during games, and that's not his fault at all. That's a coaching staff, and that's play calling. So it goes back to Rubisky. I'm not as down on Rubisky as, you know, a lot of other people are, because they did put up a lot of points against the Seahawks, against the Jaguars. Defenses who, from that point on, from those games on, they looked really good, you know. Outside of that Titans game, those defenses have played well. They also put up 14 points in the first half against the Texans before Mariota got injured. So it's not like this offense is you know, hurting. But when Matt Castle goes in, you have to change things up. You have to let your playmakers make plays.
It just really shows the gap between Mariota and Castle.
I don't even know if it's a gap. I feel like it's something other. Like it's a... Like a crater, I don't know, a crater? Like the crater-sized difference.
Yeah, it's pretty big, though.
I would agree. Castle sucks, dude. He's just horrible. It sucks that we have to watch that guy trying to play football. Should have retired. Wait
to hear the Brandon Whedon chants.
We want weed. We'll be hearing that chant in the second quarter of the Monday Night Football.
We'll be starting it.
Oh, man. That would be fun. Hey, y'all. We're getting that started. I'm going to make some t-shirts, dude. We want weed. No. Picture of weed. Just his face.
As he's getting sacked.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. Like in the Browns uniform. That'd be nice. That's perfect. All right. So, yeah. Jesus Christ.
No one take that idea. It's ours.
Yeah, you can take it. We'll just give us 90% of profits. All profits. We'll move from there. All right. Jesus Christ. It'll be good for about a week until Whedon is released and once, which is obviously coming. So, but it'll be fun while it lasts. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's see. You know what I think is going to happen? I think that, you know, like I said, DeMarco Murray hasn't been himself. I think he's going to break out if Mariota plays. If Mariota plays, I think this is the softest defense they've played, I think. You know, right? Other than, I mean, maybe the Dolphins, but that was Matt Castle. Jags, you know, Raiders are probably middle.
The softest by far.
Yeah, so I think that DeMarco Murray breaks out. I targeted him in a couple fantasy leagues. I have him in a couple. I think that this is the week, man. I think they get him involved in the passing game. I think he starts to look a little bit... He's going to look fresh. He hasn't been getting too many carries so far this season. So if Mariota plays, that's what I'm looking for. I think that he's going to break out. Just feels like it's time. And you know, I think that the Titans offensive line is just going to bully the Colts D-line. And they should.
I mean, I don't know if he's looked as good as last season, but he's still putting up numbers. I mean, he's averaging 4.9 yards a carry. I mean,
he's averaging 4.9 a carry.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit, dude. I didn't know that.
Because of the Seahawks game. Yeah, he got like 75. Yeah. Small sample size, only five games. But he's still playing relatively well.
What are the carries saying? You have rushing attempts.
He has 56 attempts for 273 yards.
Okay.
So yeah, small sample size, but I mean, he's been playing well the past couple weeks. He was injured a little bit in the middle there.
True, very true, and I think that's probably a part of it too. I think I've seen times where he makes these cuts and he makes people look silly, and you know, it's still in there. I still think that he's got it. Just getting back to there, you know, being 100% healthy, and then taking advantage of a shit-ass defense. So, I think he's going to break out. I think Henry's going to play pretty good, too. I think it's going to be like that Jaguars game. If Mariota plays, again, if Mariota plays, it can kind of be where DeMarco looks really good. He's playing well, and then you have Henry just end the game with 90 straight rushing attempts and the game ends.
That's definitely where the game the Titans want to play is just is just to wear teams down by the end of the second half, and then that's what they did against the Jaguars and Seahawks. Yep. And
if they can do that, then Robiskie is a offensive genius. When Matt Cassel plays, nobody really likes Robiskie that much. Scott, put him in a tough spot. But yeah, I think it's time, man. Their offense got to get back together. Just praying to God every day that Marcus Mariota, his hamstring is fine. I think that, moving on to, I think that Malarkey is just kind of what I've been thinking about. I think that he's got an extra day. Some type of trick play is coming, for sure. Like, I think I saw it on Twitter. I think it was a post route on another good podcast about Titans. I'm a fan of it. I think they said it too, that Adoree Jackson might be involved in an offensive play. I don't know if it's Adoree Jackson, but they have to. I think that Malarkey, that's what he does. You know, he's coined that exotic Smash Mouth type thing. That's what they want to be. They got an extra day to think about it. This guy kicked an onside kick to start an NFL season.
He's insane.
He's literally a madman. And so, you know, I think he does something, man. It's prime time. Milwaukee's going to get up for that, man. He's going to get up. He's probably drawing up plays right now.
So what are you thinking? Like
Statue of Liberty? You read my mind, man. You're reading my mind.
Flicker.
Yeah. I went to a preseason.
Four backs in the backfield, something like that.
Bring back Antonio Andrews. Four backs in the backfield. I like it. Flew Allen. Okay.
Maybe just have a tight end back there.
Okay, okay. Leave Antonio Andrews. Don't pick him up. You're right. Good thinking.
Get him out of here.
But, dude, it's prime time. Malarkey's going to get up for prime time. He's going to be hyped. They have that extra day to, you know, plan, implement. The Titans, this is probably the number one. You know that it's coming. The Titans are giving out shirts that say Exotic Smash Mouth Football on them at the gates.
So it is all coming together. Yeah.
It's literally happening, dude. I think they might run. Wow. I would set the over-under on trick plays about 9.5. 9.5 trick plays. Yes, I'm taking the over, and I'm feeling good about it. Maybe that trick play involves Taywan Taylor. Maybe, you know, just to get him involved. They're running those jet sweeps to him, it seems like, every every game. Just once. Because, you know, it's working too well. I think they're on to us. It's working too well. But, you know.
Change it up a little bit.
Yeah. Just get him involved, man. Yeah, I think something's coming, man, and we're going to witness greatness. Maybe, like, Delanie Walker throws a pass or something like that. Or Mariota.
Was it Murray who threw that last year? Yeah, it was a touchdown pass.
Yeah, Murray to Walker. Yeah, I think it was. Because I had him in fantasy, and I was like, hey.
Put Murray in there instead of Castle.
I think Decker is the emergency quarterback. Yeah. Hey.
Who was it last year, Kendall Wright?
Yeah, hell yeah, it was. I remember that. I was just thinking that.
Man, I wish.
Dude. He's looked okay in Chicago, too. He gets up. I've seen him. They played, like, a primetime game, this past week with Trubisky. He looked good. But I remember watching him in another game this year, too. That is the ex-Titans. Like, they got Dow Loggins. They got my boy Trey McBride. Shout out Trey McBride. That's my boy. And they got Kendall Wright. You know, they're all playing football in Chicago, just being bad. And
just chilling.
Just being bad at football. Just chilling out there. Trey McBride, I'm going to get into it right now. I don't care, bro.
Oh, gosh.
We spent so much time talking about this.
Here it comes.
Trey McBride is a good wide receiver in the NFL, and he could play for the Titans right now. He would be active on this roster right now. Yes or no? Yes, he would. Dude, he's
active.
Yes, he would be in the conversation. Maybe not every week. Maybe not every week. But he'd be in the conversation, dude. I would take him. I'm just going to say I would take him over Eric Decker right now. I don't care. I'm saying it right now. I'll take him over. Trey McBride over Eric Decker. Give it to me, boy. I don't care. That's my boy, and I'm sticking with it. You know, I might wear the Trey McBride Truther shirt in Nashville around there. See if I can get any
Do you ever think you're making too many shirts?
I feel like I'm not making enough.
I was about to say.
Yeah, I got too many. Got too many concepts running up in my head, man. It's actually only two shirts. So, yeah, actually, mine just came in. The Sundays are for the tits. Just came in, so I'm gonna definitely wear that down there.
Get that plug Sunday. Out there.
Definitely wear that.
Get a shirt. Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
50% of profits are donated to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation. Hey, man. Go tits, for sure. Go tits.
Trubisky would wear that shirt.
Oh, hell yeah. He loves boobs. Big boob guy. Yeah. Mitchell. Big boob guy. All right, well, let's get back to the football. T.Y. Hilton. Who should be matched up with him? Which one of our corners? Bryce McCain? I'm leaning Bryce McCain. Bryce McCain, I feel like that's what you were about to say, and like I caught it before.
Dude,
I'd be okay with Ty Smith. That's another one of my boys. Ty Smith. One snap, one pick, boy. You cannot mess with that efficiency.
I would put Adoree Jackson on T.Y.
Skill set?
You got to ask yourself, why did the Titans draft Adoree Jackson?
Punt return.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Punt return. And, not full-time punt return either, and kick return. You know, you got to mix in Weems. Mm-hmm. You spend a top pick on a punt return.
Got to get Weems in there.
But you can't take away Weems. Eric Weems.
I think they drafted Adoree to cover T.Y. Hilton. He's got the speed. He's got the athleticism, you know. He's working through some growing pains, but, like, he hasn't looked terrible, I think. Like, I feel like he has some room to grow, but he's playing out there, you know. I think he'll have a good week this week against Hilton.
I would love it, man. I really would. And that makes sense, too, because we've seen this team do that. You draft around, you know, your division. Titans drafted two great tackles early to, you know, try and stop J.J. Watt and I guess Clowney,
too.
Look
how that worked out.
It's worked out amazing. Yeah, J.J. Yep. Watt, he doesn't even play football anymore since they did that.
He's done.
It's great. It worked out perfectly. Thank you, thank you, Rustin Webster and John Robinson. For me, I don't even care who it is, as long as it is Logan Ryan or Adoree Jackson 100% of the time. It has to be those two. It cannot be Bryce McCain. It cannot be LaShawn Sims. They cannot cover T.Y. Hilton. They cannot cover DeAndre Hopkins. I don't know if you listened to the episode. I kind of went off. I punched some holes in some walls. Dude, I think I broke my computer screen.
Man.
I chugged a beer.
Go on a podcast, but I was angry too. Don't let this fool you.
Should have been on. We would have been mad together. I was pretty mad. That was the one thing from that game, and Dick LeBeau has kind of said since then, he was like, yeah, maybe we shouldn't have had Bryce McCain on. Yeah, and I was like, oh, you might be right. I wasn't even thinking.
You know who they should have brought back? Valentino Blake to cover Hill.
Valentino Blake.
I mean, Hopkins. You know, I think he would have done a good job.
The skill sets match up. Maybe bring back Cortland Finnegan. Is he retired?
I mean,
I've assigned Cortland Finnegan jersey. It's like one of my favorite Titans memorabilia things ever. He's a man, dude. He is the man.
Got punched in the helmet.
And he ate it. He ate it, too.
Punched him right
That's
in
always
the
mine. That's always my thing whenever I see somebody post that. Like, dude, Cortland Finnegan is a good 5'2 on a good day. Andre Johnson is 6'9, like 250. Like, what'd you expect, bro? He ate it, and he's just laughing.
Right in the helmet.
And like, he got kicked out of the game for getting punched in the head. Like, he got literally ejected from the game for that shit. So ridiculous. So ridiculous.
You know, he just gets under people's skin, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's what's
missing.
Yeah,
he's a grinder. Yeah.
That's what's missing from this team.
That's probably
we
right,
don't
dude.
Annoy people enough.
Who would be that guy on this team? Who would
just
be
Lawan.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely Lawan.
It's only Lawan, pretty much.
Yeah, Lawan on both sides of the ball. You see him on the sideline yelling into the D-line.
Basically.
Awesome. Oh, it's so true.
Right. You know, LaJuan's learning, though, you know. He's not getting ejected anymore.
Well, I don't know, dude. It was pretty fucking close. When Sherman smacked Mariota, you see LaJuan run a 4-2-4 over to get in right in Richard Sherman's.
His hands, though.
Oh, my God. He was spitting. He was like, "You better not." I don't know what he said. I don't know what he said, but it was awesome.
And then Mariota just, like, shouldered.
Yeah, he was like,
"Oh, I like it. I like it."
He was just like, "You know, like, good tackle, bro. Like, hey, is that all you got?" Like, I feel like that would be Marcus Mariota's, like, trash talk. "That all you got, bud? Good hit, sir, but, you know, I've been hit harder before." I feel like that's a Mariota trash talk. I love that guy. I hope he's, you know, hope he's healthy, man.
It worked really out.
Yeah, dude, he got their ass beat. Richard, he was mad because he got handled that game.
That game was some of the best downfield blocking I've ever seen.
It was really fun. That 75-yarder.
The offensive line just took over that game.
That was really.
And you know what? That'd be nice if they could do that every week.
It's good football. Yeah, it's when that happens, I like it. I'm just gonna say it. Yeah, I do like that when they do. T.Y. Hilton, back to T.Y. He is a certified Titan killer. Said the same thing about DeAndre Hopkins. These guys don't have less than 90 yards against the Titans, like, ever. They've never had less than 90, yep, basically.
Pretty much.
And, you know, you remember his... Bro, you remember his touchdown last year? It was, like, I think it was on... It might have been on fourth down. Luck rolls outside and throws it to T.Y. Hilton. Parrish Cox jumps in front of the ball. The ball morphs through his body, physically goes through his body and into T.Y. Hilton's hand.
You don't see that happen very often.
You don't. You know? It's very rare. Parrish Cox is actually just a spirit just out there for... He's a ghost of himself. And he's very bad at football. But that's just what he is. He finds a way to make plays. Yeah, R.I.P. R.I.P. in peace, Parrish.
He's a ghost.
Parrish Cox. Dead.
$5 million a year.
Jesus. Horrible. Just horrible. I remember he started out pretty well. Like, he was doing okay.
Yeah, first year, you know.
Yeah, the first couple snaps.
He was serviceable.
Agree. McCourty and Cox. What a duo.
Man.
They're both dead right now, I'm pretty sure.
McCourty's doing pretty well in Cleveland.
I'm glad to hear that, because I do like... Yeah, I like to... I mean,
like, three picks down there.
What?
He got a couple at least.
No shit.
Yeah, he
does.
Wow,
what a beast. I mean,
he's revived. We should have kept him.
Nah, they paid him too much damn money, but
you know, you're right. I'll take it.
That'd be cool if he did stay and, like, just, you know, restructured his deal. I don't know what he's getting paid down there, but that's always been one of my favorite dudes. He's always real cool.
He's a good dude in general.
Yeah, shout out McCourty twins. What if they both came to Tennessee? What if Devin came? Because I know that J-Mac was on that. He was recruiting. That would have been worth the deal right there. Yeah. You keep him on the roster if he brings in Devin.
Oh, yeah.
But whatever. Had to move on from him.
Or McCourty and Werner. Best
ATV.
Best cornerback duo in the league.
They had a hell of a duo. Michael Griffin
was pretty average, mm-hmm, at best, but the cornerbacks were good.
Dude, I'm pretty sure those guys were like... Did they both go to the Pro Bowl that year? Or
only Werner did.
Werner did, yeah. And then got mossed by DeSean Jackson and got that deal.
Oh.
He got that deal from the Bucks. Which, you know, this always kind of made me mad. The Titans, like, just didn't even offer him, apparently. You know, the story that I've heard. They didn't even give him, like, a reasonable offer. And then once they found out what the Bucks were going to pay him, they're like, "Oh, we'll pay you that. We'll pay you that." Like, and Alteron Werner, being the man he is, he's like, "No, dude, I'm going to go place where I'm wanted." Didn't really work out well.
He should have stayed here just for his skill set.
Yeah, his system.
And also,
that covered
the Titans too. Tried to freaking bench
Tommy
him every single year.
Campbell. Tommy.
You know, Campbell's really making a push.
Well, if you're looking for a prototypical cornerback, Tommy Campbell is that guy. That dude went to Cal PA. That's where he went. Yeah, that's up in our neck of the woods. Seventh round pick, I think. He ran like a 4.3.
Not good.
I still say bring him back. Yeah. Put him out there right now.
Get him on the special teams.
Tommy Campbell, horrible player.
Start him against Hopkins and Hilton.
They did that, though. That's happened before. We already know. All right.
Man.
All right, I'm going to go through. This segment is called Cover Your Tits. Do you even listen to this podcast?
Sometimes. God damn it. Jesus.
God damn it. I'm
put on the spot here.
Cover Your Tits. It's where I go through NFL games and I pick which teams are going to cover. Then at the end, I'll pick the tits game and I'll just decide like what I'm thinking against the spread. Well, I'm just going to go through them, bro.
I'll just disagree with you
at your turn. Okay, perfect. So. That's actually a disclaimer that I'd like to add in here. Do not listen to this segment. Don't listen to it even a little bit. Actually, just go the opposite. If you're questioning a game,
if you want to make money, do the opposite of what
I'm doing. Yes, exactly. Lions +4.5 against the Saints in Nolens. I like the Lions on the road, dude. They've coming off a couple of losses where they played okay, started kind of slow, but I think they're a good team. I think they're gonna put up points against the Saints. Over should probably hit. I think it's the highest one of the week. It's like in the 50s, low 50s. But I say the Lions get a win on the road on this one, 4.5. What do you sound?
Counterpoint, the Lions suck and the Saints are going to win.
Okay. Let's move on. Bucks -2 against the Cardinals in Arizona. The Bucks are 2-point favorites on the road. Winston is not better than Marcus Mariota, but the Cards are just bad. The Cards are just bad. They aren't a good team. I think this might be an ugly game, dude. Like a 9-13 type game. And I'm going to take the Bucks.
Doug Martin is back.
That was my next point.
And it's like, it's an odd year. So he's going to be one of the top five backs.
Yep. It is an odd year. So he might lead the team. He might lead the league in rushing.
Yeah. I mean, even missing. He was suspended like 3 games.
Bucks -2. Take him. Steelers +4.5 against the Chiefs. It's Ben Roethlisberger on the road. I know he's not good on the road, but this just seems like a game where the Steelers offense finally wakes up, get some Martavis Bryant. Maybe he catches a bomb, some Antonio Brown, some Le'Veon. Their offense is too good. I think they wake up in this matchup. This could be one of the best games of the week, man.
Chiefs are an unstoppable force in the NFL, and they were going undefeated this season.
I'd also think about taking the over in this one as well. 47 point total. It's a little bit high, but I think, like I said, I'm saying the Steelers are gonna wake up. Steelers are gonna wake up. I feel it. And now for the only game that matters at all, tits, Colts, MNF, Monday Night Football. It's only one problem though, because there's not actually a line on this game because we don't know if Marcus Mariota is going to play. He's questionable. So just waiting on that. But I know what I'm taking. If Mariota plays, I'm taking the tits by a million. Put all my money on it, and I'll win. If Mariota does not play... Oh, actually, also, if Mariota plays, I'm taking the over. I think that the Colts are going to score. I think the Titans are going to score. So take the over in that one. If Castle plays, I'm taking the Colts, and I'm going to take them by a million, dude. Maybe not a million. Maybe like 10. I think the Colts are going to actually be able to score on the Titans. The difference is Castle and Mariota. And I feel pretty good about it. Brissett has been good.
I think it's a toss-up if Castle plays.
I know. But I think that the Colts are...
Anything could happen.
The Colts will win. I mean, they just have this mindset, dude. In Indy, without Mariota, too, I think the Titans will have that same type of... That thing will start to creep back. How the
really,
Colts
really
win
anything
games
could happen in the game. Like, that's Castle true could throw up. Throw a pass 20 yards downfield and we call it a fumble or something like that.
That could happen. That would never happen, dude.
In return for a touchdown.
That would never happen.
That'd be insane, though.
The refs didn't throw the bag on that one. You're supposed to throw a little bean bag to mark where the fumble is recovered. They didn't do that for some reason. I wonder why. I wonder why they didn't do that.
Blew the whistle.
Like, can we review? Can the NFL review this? Can we just...
No.
Okay. No, they can't. Okay. No.
All right. Only a little bitter about it. Only a little bit.
I'll never forgive them. And the Eagles, the Eagles Panthers game might have been officiated worse. Did you watch of that? It might have been officiated worse. Horrible.
The Panthers had like one penalty. One for penalty. Like 3 yards.
I think that's what it was. And the Eagles had like double digits for over 100. Insane. And they still won that game. But see, that's what people are talking about. Like, oh, a team should be able to overcome penalties. Good teams overcome this. This isn't a good team. This is Matt Castle-led team. So you just calm down. They should have won that game if the refs were good.
Penalty is one thing. 7 points is another.
Yeah, exactly. 14-point swing, bro. All right, that's that's your cover, your tits segment. Hopefully you guys ignore that complete segment. Cover, your tits. Yeah. Next segment, another one of my favorites, is called hashtag can confirm. Do you remember this one?
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
Hopefully you saw this. If you haven't seen it yet, go watch the Tennesseans video. Jason Wolf, oh my God, just he masterminds. He creates an amazing video talking about the game on Sunday. On Monday, and explaining why he thinks that there's a great possibility that Castle and Brissett play instead of Mariota. Let's take a listen to that.
Hi, I'm Jason Wolf with the Tennessean and USA Today Network, Tennessee. Marcus Mariota is considered day-to-day and could be a game-time decision for the second week in a row when the Colts visit Nashville for a Monday Night Football showdown at Nissan Stadium. Titans quarterback Marcus Mariota could be a game-time decision for the second week in a row when the Colts visit Nashville to take on the Titans on Monday night.
Jesus Christ.
Nissan Stadium.
He's insane. I'm pretty sure that he's the one that put this together. Like, he created the video.
Photoshop skills of a middle schooler.
You guys couldn't see the actual video unless...
Could they?
I don't know. Anyway, if you couldn't see the video, he has a picture of Mariota and thought bubbles coming out of his head saying, will I play Monday? Or like, I'm questionable to play. And then it says Monday, Monday, Monday when he says that they're playing on Monday Night Football. It's literally a PowerPoint project created in fifth grade by his son. Yes or no?
I would never be one to question the industry legend of Jason Wolf.
He won an award once.
Does he tell you that every time he makes a post or something?
Actually, I think he does. Because I saw him and PK are always just going back and forth with one thing or another. It's kind of entertaining though, because I find myself on PK's side for these things, which is kind of rare. So Jason Wolf,
funny how that happens.
Yeah, and so he's just... I think he made... PK said something, and then, like, Wolf was like, oh, I'm at something, a very prestigious thing, and I got this award, and I'm on a billboard or some shit. Like, Jason Wolf, nobody likes you, bro. Just literally zero people like him. Even compared to PK, like... Jesus, his mentions just destroyed by that in that post.
How to be more likable? Brag about your shitty accomplishments.
Yeah, brag about shit like, yeah, trash, just trash. Really quality stuff though. Everybody needs to watch that video. He was destroyed on Twitter by everyone.
Hilarious.
Just bad. All right, so Pred's playing about 15 minutes, so we're gonna hop off and go drink some alcohol and watch the Preds win a game, dude, against the shit Hawks. That's who they got tonight, man.
I'm predicting 7-0 in favor of the Preds.
Preds by a million.
Fuck the Hawks.
Those motherfuckers.
Hey, remember when the Predators swept them last postseason?
Yeah, so they won they won four games in four a row. Games. Yeah, and then the Blackhawks got bounced from the playoffs. Man.
What a time to be alive.
I wonder how many... They scored like 3 goals in that entire series. That was pretty fun. That was good times, man. That really was. Because nobody expected that. Preds were, what, 6th seed? They, like...
I actually expected it.
So did I, dude. Yeah. I put money on it. First of all, I put money on it. Second, I had, you know, those brackets. I had Preds beating the Hawks. I had it in 7. I had them in 7 games, not 4. That's me. I just couldn't see this, but it was super obvious. The Hawks suck, and they're going to beat their ass tonight. All right, so that's going to do it. We'll just get out of it. Philip Forsberg, though, he's a beast.
This year, he's going to be consistent all year.
He's going to score 40.
He's going to be like an 80-point guy.
He's going to score 40 goals. I really think so. All right, that's going to do it. Thanks for coming back on, my dude. Thank you, fam. Let's make this a regular thing.
I'll come back every weekend.
Yeah, sure. All right, so check us out on Twitter. Make sure you're subscribed so you can get all our new apps, you know, since the duo is back forever. Leave us a review on iTunes. You know, it really helps us out. And we appreciate everybody who has so far. Get yourself a Breast Cancer Awareness Month tee from our shop. You know, we still got half a month left. So, you know, we're going to make some more donations. We're going to give some out, too. So, you know, get to that. I love the support we've gotten so far. All right. So, for myself and the co-host, the machine, Mr. School isn't for smart people, Jerry.
It's not.
Take it easy, boys. And go tits. Days like these, I need some days like those. Stay like me, I keep weight like gold.